Well, good afternoon, everybody. The Blue Raider Blitz has come to a close. Five stops in 4 days ended today with lunch in Smyrna with the Smyrna Rotary Club at the Smyrna Event Center. It has been a successful and well-attended stops along the way that began on Monday in Murfreesboro, Tuesday night in Nashville at Bridgestone Arena, yesterday with two stops, one in Tullahoma at the Ascend Federal Credit Union headquarters, and last night at the Blue Ribbon Circle Club in Shelbyville on the historic celebration grounds there. Today it was in Smyrna, and Smyrna always brings out a big crowd, and today the Middle Tennessee Athletic Department had that event in conjunction with the Smyrna Rotary Club meeting. Couple of things that have been a constant throughout is Coach Derek Mason has very much, owned what was a 3-9 season a year ago, and that 62 new players on the roster can only be a good thing, and that the Blue Raiders have, number one, gotten much bigger, in particular in the offensive and defensive lines. He talks about how that personnel-wise, he feels really good about this team. Now it is about team chemistry and collaboration, and that is going to be their job over the next 2 months leading up to the season opener against Austin Peay on August 30th. Coach Nick McDevitt has been at all three of these events, or all five of these events as well. He has also talked about the number of new faces on his ball club. And right now, eight new players, still looking for one more, and has six returners coming in, but likes what he has seen so far in the limited workout time that they have had. Coach Rick Ensel has been on site at many of these events, and he has talked about, for the first time in a long time, he's having to replace his entire starting lineup. But along the way, he talks about a very impressive schedule, as the Lady Raiders always have, and he and Coach McDevitt both have put together challenging non-conference schedules for their basketball teams, and you'll be hearing more and more about that as weeks go along. Coach McDevitt talked a lot about the upcoming matchups with Houston and Michigan, which are two preseason top five teams in the country, and a trip to the Cayman Islands for three games against Murray State, McNeese State, and George Washington. The Lady Raiders, they will have Tennessee and Auburn in Murphy Center. They have a trip to Destin that they're inviting fans along on. That'll be during Thanksgiving week, so it's a great time to get away. Also, Chris Massaro has spoken at all of these events. He's talked about several things, including his appointment to the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, and also at each of the five stops has invited all of the fans in attendance to come to the ribbon cutting of the $66 million Steve and Denise Smith Athletic Performance Center coming up on July 30th at 9 a.m. And with that, you are invited to be there as well. The event will take place in the area between the Rose and Emmett Kennan Hall of Fame building and the new Smith Athletic Performance Center. The three-story, 85,000-foot square foot facility will serve as the home for Blue Raider football while providing premier training, nutrition, and sports medicine amenities for all 17 MTSU varsity teams and all MTSU student athletes. It is the phase centerpiece of phase one of the Build Blue campaign, a $25 million private fundraising initiative to transform athletic facilities at MTSU. So that's it for today, folks. We'll have another update tomorrow to wrap up the week right here on the Big G WGNS.